Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When it comes to this team, the Panthers, is this a game that easy to get up for? Plus, your players seem to really want to beat them, just given some of the the losses over the last couple of years against them.
You know, it's a team, obviously a very experienced, accomplished team that you've got to be ready for, and I think our guys know that. And it's never an easy game. I think they have a reputation around the league that they've worked for to develop, and when you come in here, you've got to be ready to play.
This team you're playing against is number one in the NHL in goals against, and I think they have shutouts in three of their last four games. Does that worry you as a team that, sometimes struggles with your power play, struggles to score, about scoring goals tonight or this afternoon?
I mean, they're one of the top teams in the league, and you prepare for that. So as far as your question was, do you worry?
Did you worry, that you might have a tough task trying to get the puck in the net?
No, I think you focus on high, the gritty areas you have to battle. They force you to battle. They protect the front of their net very well. So the focus would be on elevating your battle, elevating your compete, determination, maybe score as we did last game, Thompson, puck to the net and a rebound, quick tip and a tap-in backdoor rebound, but you had to fight to get there. So your attention and focus goes to the areas that you're going to have to elevate in, and good teams make you elevate. And so that goes to the focus instead of a worry as you prepare for a game. So
Dylan is somebody who's obviously very hard on himself and holds himself to a high standard. What's it been like seeing him try to work through the last couple of weeks, trying to get back to feeling good about his game and particularly producing more?
Yeah, and production is just part of it. I mean, he is so valuable in a two-way game and making it hard on the other team. And consequently, when you are hard on another team and your focus, and it shouldn't even say focus, when it's natural, when it becomes natural and you're naturally hard on the other team defensively, you get a lot more offense. And I think, sometimes when you're struggling, you start focusing on offense, and then you're the old saying, cheating for offense a little bit, and then you're in trouble. And that happens with lots and lots of players. It's part of it's a part of their frustration at times. But I think Dylan has done a great job in looking at both components. Reading situations as, okay, I think this is an offensive opportunity, but what are my defensive responsibilities if it hits a linesman's skate or if it has a bad bounce? And he's starting, he's processing in that area, and the game is he's been a lot more comfortable. I like that he's going in that direction, and that the other night he was one of our best players and really was a key in that victory in the area that I'm speaking of, two-way thinking. And he took advantage of those opportunities offensively as a consequence.
How do you get out of him the part of him? Because as he said to us the other day, he goes, we've let the city down, we've let ourselves down, we've let our teammates down. He was pretty down and out, and I'm sure a lot of the players are too, but he kind of wears it on his sleeve. I mean, how do you kind of get him, as you were talking about Rasmus Dahlin, with his competitiveness sometimes turns into frustration, how do you get a younger player past all that?
Yeah, you just every day you just keep reminding him and working with him, talking with him. It's a process. I'd love to say you can snap your fingers and resolve issues like that or challenges like that. But, you know, ultra competitive guys and people, that's just the way it is. They want it bad. Dylan, as you mentioned, you know, he cares, and sometimes, you know, I don't want to say cares too much, but, you know, he gets off his game because he cares too much sometimes. But hey, it's part of growing and learning, and again, I think he's come a long way in that regard.
It's been a month now, but it's going to be a little strange seeing Kyle out there. Or does the different number help?
Yeah, no, it probably will be strange. You know, I haven't thought about it too much. Obviously, we're preoccupied with what we are, so I unfortunately haven't been able to watch him much. But I do look forward to seeing him. He was did a lot of great things here for our young guys and for our team. And he's a guy you respect and love all in one. And you know, happy and hope things work out well for him.
He said the tough thing is going to be not watching what you guys are doing. He goes, I know those guys so well. I want to make sure they're doing the right things. Yeah, he goes,
I'm sure it'll be a lot harder and odder for him, because if I stand behind a bench and he's got to make decisions split second out there and over. But yeah, I would imagine that would be a challenge, as it is for all guys when they look at a jersey they've worn with a lot of pride and a lot of commitment, as he did with us.
Do you think with your defensemen there's going to be no surprises when it comes to Kyle? They know they're going to get a battle in the corner, and they know they're going to get a battle in front of the net. That's just the way it is, isn't it, with him?
Yeah, they absolutely know that, because he practices just like he plays, hard. And, you know, again, another area behind the scenes that he did a real nice job with us, and our guys are well aware of his extremely high compete level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.